This is the Notable Kentucky Podcast. I'm your host, J.C. Phelps, a Kentuckian dedicated to sharing the stories, people, and events of note from the Louisville area and from around the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank y'all for joining me, and let's get started. In the notable headlines, Woodford Reserve in Churchill Downs debuted the 2023 commemorative derby bottle on Wednesday, which features artwork from Kentucky native Jamie Corum. Depicted on the bottle is Secretariat in the winner's circle, draped in the garland of roses. This bottle is inspired by the 50th anniversary of Secretariat's win at Churchill Downs, still the record holder for the fastest race time. Later that year, Secretariat went on to secure the Triple Crown, winning at both the Preakness and at the Belmont Stakes. Louisville Tourism released its annual visitor guide last week, a 96-page guide that informs and inspires both locals and tourists to enjoy all of the many notable things that we have to do in Derby City. The 2023 guide features a cover illustrated by local watercolor artist Bree Bowers and features many notable landmarks of Louisville. Following up on his story from last week, Bob Baffert has transferred his eligible horses for the 2023 Kentucky Derby. He had until February 28th to do so under a new rule on the 2023 Triple Crown nomination form. That rule states, quote, "Horses under the care of any suspended trainer or affiliates may be transferred to a non-suspended trainer and become eligible for earning points on a forward-looking basis, so long as the transfer is complete by February 28, 2023. A Facebook connection made during the early days of COVID was the beginning of a life-changing opportunity for Louisville rider Rocco Jerome. This connection led Jerome, 3 years later, to the release of his first comic book. Available now, Ghost Agents Apocalyptico features work from 20 international artists and is available for purchase online. For folks in and around Louisville, a Ghost Agent social is planned for March 22nd at Black Jockey's Lounge, which is at 340 South 4th Street. The $20 fee at the door to the social includes a copy of Ghost Agents, which regularly retails for $30. Plus, you'll have a chance to chat with Jerome, look at artwork from the book, mix, mingle, and enjoy small bites. Food and beverage news of note. Make your reservations today for Apron Inc.'s Dine Around, Dine In Club. Every Tuesday in March, various local restaurants will host a special Apron Inc. menu where 20% of the proceeds serves those who serve you. The first restaurants, which will serve on Tuesday, March 7th, are the Fat Lamb and Martini Italian Bistro. At the Fat Lamb, two people can dine for $50, featuring a menu of a Greek salad, a surf and turf, where the surf is a Cajun rock shrimp and crawfish cake, and the turf is a short rib, along with a chocolate tart. Martini Italian Bistro will feature a dinner for two for $100, which has a welcome cocktail, salad, beef tenderloin served with lobster mac and cheese, skillet beans and roasted red peppers, and finishes with a panna cotta and a lemon butter cookie. Call either the Fat Lamb or Martini Italian Bistro to make your reservation for next Tuesday, and be sure to mention Apron Inc. Also, I just wanted to say I dined at the Fat Lamb this week, and I even had the Cajun rock shrimp and crawfish cake and the short ribs. And let me tell y'all, it was incredible. I highly recommend making a reservation. Harvey's Cheese, a cheese shop previously located in Logan Street Market, has opened a standalone location in Clifton. True to the owner's roots, Harvey's is rebranding into an Australian restaurant that features snacks, shareables, sandwiches, salads, soups, and entrees. They will be open for lunch and dinner. That said, fear not. Harvey's will still offer the same quality cheeses and other products that patrons know from its time at Logan Street Market, myself included. Rinshoku Ramen is moving into the former Barry's Cheesesteaks in Old Louisville. Formerly a pop-up operation, Nick and Nicole Roby, owners of Rinshoku Ramen, plan to open at 1161 South 2nd Street in May. I'm so excited for more ramen in Louisville, and this is an opening to watch for. notable events to attend. Do y'all love Happy Gilmore? You have the chance to see comedian, actor, and SNL alumnus Adam Sandler as he has announced an appearance at the KFC Yum Center on April 18th at 7:30 p.m. Pre-sale tickets go on sale on March 2nd, with general admission tickets going on sale on March 3rd. Tickets start at $36.50. The Home, Garden, and Remodeling Show returns March 10th through March 12th to the Kentucky Expo Center. Come shop, compare, and save with hundreds of local trusted experts. Plus, you can stroll through the gorgeous feature gardens to get inspired for your own backyard. Admission is $8. The Ancient Order of the Hibernian St. Patrick's Parade returns. The 2023 St. Patrick's Parade will be held on Saturday, March 11th. This annual parade is always a fun time, with thousands attending and lining the route to celebrate the Irish spirit. Streets close down and the parade begins at 3 p.m. at the corner of Broadway and Baxter. Floats and units continue down Baxter to Bardstown Road, with the parade ending at Windsor Place. If you have been, y'all know it's always a very good time. Thank y'all for being here for another episode of Notable Kentucky. You can keep up with Notable Kentucky wherever you receive your podcasts, on NotableKentucky.com, and on both Facebook and Instagram at Notable Kentucky. If you enjoyed the podcast today, I would so appreciate if you would subscribe and provide a 5-star review. And if you have a story of note, please feel free to always reach out to me at NotableKentucky@gmail.com, or you can message me on social media. I would love to push that out for you. As my auntie JJ always said, make today a great day, y'all. Signing off for Notable Kentucky, I'm JC Phelps.